From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has named three key members of his national security team. In a statement released Friday, Trump said he would nominate Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Sessions is a staunch conservative and a Trump supporter. He has made some tough and sometimes controversial comments on immigration, but his sentiments largely mirrored Trump's on the campaign trail. Retired Army Lieutenant General Mike Flynn was tapped to be the National Security Advisor. Flynn has championed Trump's promise to take a more aggressive stance on terrorism. Former CIA and National Security Agency head General Michael Hayden says that Flynn will be tested in the new job.
And so I think this job is going to extend him. It's going to demand that he up his game to be more broadly strategic than just tactical.
The president-elect also announced that he would nominate Kansas Representative Mike Pompeo to head the Central Intelligence Agency. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the increased security and police presence around the Trump Tower in Manhattan will continue until the president-elect's inauguration January 20th. At a news conference with New York Police Department and Secret Service officials on Friday, de Blasio said New York is considering asking for federal help to cover the cost.
We are particularly concerned about overtime costs, and we think it's a very valid situation to turn to the federal government for the maximum possible reimbursement for those costs. Again, a situation that this city has never been faced with before.
The mayor said security will be reassessed after the inauguration if Trump decides to split time between the White House and the Trump Tower. This is VOA News. New York's Attorney General says President-elect Donald Trump has agreed to a $25 million settlement to resolve three lawsuits over Trump University, his former school for real estate investors. The deal announced Friday by Attorney General Eric Schneiderman would settle two class action lawsuits in California and a civil suit filed by the New York Attorney General. The suits had alleged that Trump University failed to deliver the quality real estate investing education it promised. Schneiderman says the $25 million to be paid by Trump or one of his business entities includes restitution for students and $1 million in penalties to the state. The deal does not require Trump to acknowledge any wrongdoing. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the United States has a strategic interest in a strong and stable Europe. Speaking in Brussels Friday, Stoltenberg said a strong transatlantic bond is needed to face global challenges, including extremism and cyber attacks.
A stronger, safer, and more prosperous Europe means a stronger, safer, and more prosperous United States. This is an essential lesson of 20th century history, and we should not forget it.
President-elect Donald Trump spoke with Stoltenberg by phone on Friday. The military alliance says that both leaders agreed that progress has been made on making sure that member countries are sharing the defense expense burden, but that there is more to do. During his campaign, Trump had suggested that the United States might abandon its NATO treaty commitments and pull out of the alliance if other countries didn't contribute more. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus is no longer a public health emergency, but it stressed the need for a long-term response to the mosquito-borne disease. Dr. David Heyman is the chairman of the WHO's Emergency Committee on Zika.
The Zika virus and associated complications remain a significant and an enduring public health challenge requiring intense action within WHO, but it no longer represents a public health emergency of international concern.
While the Zika virus causes only mild symptoms in most people, in pregnant women who become infected with the disease, there is a risk of giving birth to babies with microcephaly, a condition that causes abnormally small heads and neurological defects. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices lower. European markets were also off. Asian markets traded higher. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.